Hello and welcome to our divine gathering pre-recorded session for Wednesday, June 4th. I haven't at this point yet posted the calendar, but I will be getting to that, and I can tell you that our class after this, the first live for the month, is going to be on June 11th, which is going to be the full moon gathering on Wednesday, the 11th, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And that is actually the day of the full moon. We have a full moon in Sagittarius. So we will be gathering live that day. And then the next class after that will be a Thursday, 1 p.m. class on the 19th, and that will be for the Inner Healer Gathering. So it's really becoming obvious that these energies are stirring the pot for emotions, for emotional purging, let's say. And it's a time for us to reconcile things that we have not reconciled or thought about. And it doesn't mean we have to get it all right all at once, but what it does mean is that we have to have some kind of awareness to what it is that we are willing to participate in, right? Look at the areas where we are not willing to shift, where we are not willing to open our heart. And, as I've talked about in a prior class, in the prior gathering, the chicken Sonny passing away was the catalyst for the beginning of my cycle of deepening within myself. And it was very painful because her death triggered me to the idea of death. It triggered me to the idea of my own mortality. It triggered me to the idea of my mother passing. And then it triggered me to all the thoughts that led into or tied into unresolved childhood issues, right? I wouldn't call them traumas because I don't believe I suffered any trauma, but there were definitely some events in my life that led me to be the way that I am now, led me to hold the fear that I have now, led me to stop myself from feeling fully fulfilled in so many different ways. And we all experience this in some way, shape, or form. And so these energies have become very intensified over the last week, become very significant. We talk about them all the time. A couple classes back, I had explained what each energy means, right? What a solar flare is, what a coronal mass ejection is, all of that good stuff. And we're seeing now geomagnetic storms that are pushing the KP thresholds that we're seeing earthquakes happening, Japan, New Zealand, Mount Etna in Italy, I think it's in Sicily, erupting. Very volatile actions, right? A couple of weeks ago, there were earthquakes in California. And I think it's really important for us to have this awareness that, the look at Mount Etna erupting, right? It's the eruption of the emotions that we are dealing with, feeling on the earth, and these energies are playing to all of that, giving us an opportunity for ourselves to deepen our connection within and deepen our connection to everything else. When something triggers us, it gives us an opportunity that we can go deeper within, we can either look at it from one or two ways, right? We can deepen our awareness and say, well, what would source do, or how would God want me to handle that, because I'm an aspect of God. And then that elevates our consciousness and it gives us a step up in our ascension process. Or we can place blame on the other person. I could take what happened 2 weeks ago with my nails. I decided to find a place down here to get a pedicure, and I did, and the girl convinced me to go back to getting my nails done again because they were honestly atrocious. And they're already damaged from, I've been getting my nails done since I'm 16, so they're already somewhat damaged. So I said, sure, why not? I'll get them done. But she was very emotional to the fact that her husband was in the hospital again, and really suffering, and the fact that he needs a lot of attention, and he is a victim to, she didn't use those words, but that was the way I saw what she was saying. He's a victim to his circumstances, which makes her a victim to him. And the whole time she was doing my pedicure, she was talking about, the fact that she was waiting for the doctor to call, and then she was waiting for her husband to call to ask her to bring something. And then that call came, and she had to go out to the car and stop my pedicure so that she could get the thing that her husband needed and read it from the list. It was a whole big thing. And by the time she got to my manicure, she did so much stuff backwards that within a week, my nails, the gel that was on my nails started peeling. And I'm going today to have them done again. I'm going later to have them done again, because even though they were peeling, I sat with it and I let myself sit with the awareness that they were peeling, and the awareness to the fact that, that she was really feeling challenged by what was taking place. And it was a really great opportunity for me to go into my heart deeper and have compassion for her, because in that moment, she couldn't do any better. She was so distracted by what she was experiencing in her life, that she wanted to share that misery with anybody who would be willing to validate her position as a victim to her husband's illness and the fact that he was in the hospital. And I could only have compassion for her. And even though I paid, a lot of money, what I consider a lot of money, to get my nails done, I wasn't mad at her when my nails started lifting off, because I understood that that was where she was in her journey. And I was wanting to hold complete compassion for her, because that's how I believe I should be operating, to have compassion and not be angry and not go back to the salon and yell at her, because that wouldn't really be serving a purpose, and it would give me an opportunity for me to really find compassion, find the deepest sense of compassion. And was I affected by her victim consciousness? Yeah, because my nails didn't come out great. But I'm willing to go back there and give the salon a second chance. And I didn't even ask for a particular person, but they scheduled me with somebody else. So fate intervened. And I stepped up to the plate, fate intervened and gave me somebody else for today. So we'll see how that works out later. I will let you know. But this is how it works, right? We end up with challenges, and I'm hearing from many of you who are feeling challenged by these energies, who are feeling challenged by others in your life. And it's uncomfortable. And in some way, shape, or form, we want them to get on board with what would make us feel comfortable, what would make us feel okay, what would make us feel better. But at the end of the day, it's not about that, because that's control, right? That's a need to have things the way that we need to have them, that's unfortunately ego. So when we have things presenting in our reality, like myself with this nail technician, and my nails not coming out the way I wanted them to, it's an opportunity for us to look at it and say, okay, I don't like what's occurring, but I need to have compassion here for this person because I see that they can't have compassion for themselves. Okay, maybe you're dealing with someone that is constantly placing blame on everybody else and not taking responsibility for their meanness or not taking responsibility for their lack or their shortcomings or their bad behavior or their lack of self-love or their lack of self-care, right? Maybe they're wanting to project all of that onto you or someone else. This is where we have to look at that and we have to say, well, in this moment, this is kind of a gift for me that this is occurring because it's giving me an opportunity to stretch one of two ways. I can either stretch higher and think, what would I do if I was source? How would I handle this individual who is part of my reality, right? Or we could put the blame back on them and come from a lower perspective, and we're not learning anything and we're continuing to be triggered. Triggers are going to present in this higher energy, the energy that we're all playing in right now. Triggers are going to present so that we can shift, so that we can unwind, right? A trigger happens when we are ready for a shift. A trigger happens to give us the opportunity for new ways of thinking, new ways of seeing what is taking place. But if we go into a state of avoidance and we say, oh, I felt really triggered by that person, and whatever, I'm going to go make a YouTube about, why it's not appropriate to do XYZ, right? We're actually creating a negativity that's almost like, putting negativity, or like, how we say words as spells, right? We have to be careful of spelling. Like, we're putting a spell back to that person because we're intending for that video to have intention, right? It's like you want your girlfriend to see the video, or your boyfriend to see the video, or your husband to see the video, or your wife to see the video, so that they can see it and maybe get on board with the way that you would like things to be. Right? Or your friend or your client or anybody. But that's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do would be not to go outward, not to create outward, right? Like, some people might get behind the wheel of their car. They're feeling triggered and they might want to go for a ride. And then they go for a ride and the ride turns into a fast ride, which is becoming reckless. And then they either injure themselves or they injure somebody else. That's not the way to handle this. These energies, if we're looking for something outside of ourselves, that's not the direction we need to point in. We need to point back within. The energies are requiring that we come within and resolve what is taking place within us, right? I will share from my own perspective. I have been wanting to make more art lately. However, there's this rule in my head that I believe came from my childhood, if I, measure up some of the things that I heard my parents say, that says that I can't have fun until my chores are done. Now, I'm in my own business, so it's not like I work for somebody and then I go to work. At the end of my workday, I come home and then I'm ready for fun because I've fulfilled a workday. I'm in my own business, which means that sometimes I have work on a particular day and sometimes I have no work on a particular day. Now, today is Tuesday. It's generally my day off, Although I have been taking clients who are really needing to have a session, and it's, some kind of traumatic emotional state that they're in, that I will take them on my Tuesday off because they need it. But today is Tuesday, and it being Tuesday, here I am recording this recording for the class. And so in my mind, painting, having fun painting, would look like, oh, well, you can't paint today. And this is unconscious, subconscious. I'm not even aware of this thought. And I became aware of it the other day. But it would say, you can't paint because you haven't been productive today. And I didn't even realize I was having that kind of unconscious, subconscious thinking that was feeding my conscious present state of being. And so I realized that the reason that I feel that way is because I remember back to my childhood and hearing, good things don't happen to us, or life isn't easy, or things like that. If you want to have any money, you have to work hard. Look at your mother and I, or look at your father and I. We work very hard, and we don't have much money, and all this other stuff, right? So I learned that pleasure must be earned. I didn't even realize I held that in my field. And then the other thing that I learned was creativity isn't being productive enough. In other words, when my art portfolio was stolen in high school, nobody cared. My mother didn't care. My father didn't care. Nobody went to the school. Nobody demanded they do something. Nobody stepped up for me. So I learned how to be hyper independent and not find deep connection to things in my life because I didn't learn where my values were or how to achieve desire through what I valued. There's a level of emotional avoidance there that I have to work through, and I have to let go of. Okay. Anytime I cried, I was deemed as being too much, right? Having too much emotion, you're too much, stop crying, right? So there's also the need to release any kind of shame that I hold on to regarding my depth, the depth to which I could feel, which now has to be reconciled and kind of turned on again, right? But it's only through things that would seriously trigger me. Now, I don't have any parents to deal with, so that's not going to trigger me. My brother and I don't really talk, which doesn't really trigger me. So what could trigger me? Sonny, the chicken, being attacked, saving Sonny, right? That's even not a truth right there, saving, right? And then Sonny being brutally attacked by a raccoon and dying, that triggered me. But you might have your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your spouse, your friend, your client. You might have somebody else triggering you. Okay, I needed the chicken. And that's what's happening now. This is all coming up to the surface now because of these higher frequencies. I woke up this morning and there were eight solar events on my phone. Okay, with solar flares and geomagnetic storms. We had a G3 really strong storm early this morning, right? And it's triggering opportunities for some areas to see in the United States to see the auroras again. Okay. Why? because the field is filling with plasma and gamma. Gamma is the electrical stim. So if you feel like your nerves are on edge, that's why you're feeling that, because the field is filling with gamma. It's working through the immune system and the nervous system. Nerves are on end, right? This is where we have to really start paying attention. We have to start paying attention to everything that is in our reality. If we go back to all of the teachings that I have offered, and I know you've heard them other places, not just me, that our thoughts create the reality. Your reality, my reality, is not created until we have a thought. In other words, if we stop thinking, the reality stops right where it is because we're not feeding it anything. If we have someone in our life that we know has always given us a hard time or always behaved badly around us, our expectation is going to be for them to always behave badly. But that's our thought creating that reality. And they have to show up that way because the soul is contracted for them to do that, right? So, what's the first thing that we can do? We can honor and love those that did the best that they can or are doing the best they can, right? I have no ill wishes toward my parents. I've healed a lot of the stuff with them and now can go even deeper and go, wow, look at what they did for me. I picked them as a soul because we pick our parents. I picked them as a soul, knowing that they would offer me this opportunity, knowing that at this stage in my life, I would be ready to get it right. I would be ready to stand for myself. I would be ready to unleash my greatest desires because now I understand I've been suppressing them, I've been repressing them, right? And the more I work through this, the more I think about this, the more I want to do art. So yesterday, because I had time in the afternoon, I started painting the chicken that I owe for the 5D Art Club. And then I sketched out my lizard because I'm ready to paint that. And right after I sketched out my lizard, I heard in my head, go get a canvas and sketch out a unicorn, because that should be the next thing you're going to do. I'm finishing a Buddha right now in acrylic. And a unicorn is wanting to be birthed. Now, I have a choice. I could either repress that unicorn and be like, well, I don't want to do a unicorn, or I don't feel comfortable doing a unicorn, or who am I to be able to paint a unicorn? I'm not that experienced. Or I could go, oh, a unicorn would be fun. It would be my greatest desire to paint a unicorn because I've never done that before. And let's see how magical this could be for me. Let's see how enchanted this painting experience could be, right? Let's see what it will trigger inside of me. But if I shut it down thinking that I shouldn't do it, I don't deserve it, whatever, then what if I'm closing the door on painting the unicorn? Let's say I paint it and I post it to my page. And it sparks something in somebody that they needed to see that unicorn and feel those codes that are embedded in the unicorn. But now they never get to experience that because I've decided not to paint that unicorn, right? What if we've let somebody make us so mad? What if we've let somebody trigger us so bad that it changes the trajectory of what we were going to do? Because we're so angry that we don't follow through on something that we're meant to do, because now the trajectory has been changed by us because we've decided we're going to punish ourselves because we're so angry at somebody else for what they did or what they didn't do. What about the idea that we need to be of service to someone in our reality, regardless of who that is? But we don't take the initiative to be of service. And then when something goes wrong and the circumstances are not favorable, we want to place blame, right, outside of ourselves. But it was our doing because we could have stepped up to the plate and we could have taken responsibility and stepped up to support or help or lend a hand or be the source within us. Because at the end of the day, that's what the soul is here for. We have all come into this earth reality to experience ourselves in the greatest way. But that is up to us. What is the greatest way for you? Maybe you've become used to pain and suffering, so you only create pain and suffering. So your greatest way of experiencing yourself is going to be through the pain and suffering that's created through the dynamic of you and your relationships. Or maybe you're one that's going to use every opportunity to see where you are in your process and use the opportunity of something negative to amplify your state of being and up-level you to the next step. But in doing so, that might mean that you need to express emotion. You might need to cry a little. You might need to feel empty. You might need to feel angry. You might need to feel unheard. You might need to feel unloved. And I can tell you, because I had this depth of awareness the other day, that it's when we are in that state where we feel empty and we feel alone that we're about to take a step up on the ladder of our ascension. That is a moment where the ego has moved out of the way, and now the soul is speaking to us. And because the ego is out of the way for that brief moment, the soul can come through and it can feel really, really big. It can feel like a huge void. We feel empty. And it could feel very uncomfortable, very challenging to deal with. But it's been in those times where we've had those moments of discomfort, of feeling alone, or feeling isolated, that we have an opportunity to grow. We have an opportunity to step up into our next level of our own perfection. Right? And so, we need to look at everything that is presenting for us and say, how can I work with this energy? How can I shift within myself? It's not about the other person. Okay? It's about us. And if we're needing somebody to be a certain way for us to make us feel more comfortable or for us to feel better, that's a control mechanism, right? We want to control the outcome. If we want other people to do things a certain way so that it makes us feel more comfortable or it makes us feel safe or it makes us feel better about what is transpiring, that's a control mechanism. That's the ego, right? And the ego at large is asking, hey, can you over there just be this way? Because when you're the way you are now, it makes me feel really uncomfortable. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to handle it because I've never worked with these emotions within myself to move these emotions out. To make peace with these emotions, to resolve these emotions. So, if you wouldn't mind changing, I would really appreciate it because the way you're behaving right now is making me uncomfortable. I don't like it. And I don't want to change. I want you to change so that I could feel more comfortable being me. Right? Think about that. So it's really important for us to have this great clarity. Okay? When I was going through that whole thing with the experience with Sunny, it was a week-long process. I was crying every day, every day, every day. And I had the coop out there to remind me that Sunny had passed in such a tragic way after the rescue of her. And then, of course, there was the idea that the other bird saw the whole thing and might have been feeling anger or displeasure that their friend was, was eaten by a raccoon, right? And then they'd be mad at me. Like all of these different thoughts, but it was great because I got to resolve many different perspectives and see that at the end, it had to happen because I needed to get clear on certain things within myself. I needed to let go of another layer of needing it to be a certain way, right? Like where I'm living. I've let go of a lot of attachment, a lot of attachment to my personal belongings, to how things should be, to expectation. It's been the greatest experience of my life living here. Okay. And I didn't choose it. The universe put me here because they knew I was ready for the next level of my own evolution. I would have chosen to stay in New York because it was comfortable. Because, let's face it, my painting buddy lives there and everything that I know that from my childhood is there. But the universe was like, no, nope. You need a new experience. You need now to deepen your work within yourself. You need to be able to express yourself in new ways. I mean, listen. I don't know where life is taking me, just like you really don't know where life is taking you. Tomorrow could be vastly, vastly different, right? But if we're not sitting and looking at what we want in our lives or who we are meant to be or what we're feeling, the feeling part of it is probably the biggest part of it because the feeling part of it is the desire. And for the longest time, I really did not know what I desired. I really had no clue to what I desired. But now, because of these energies and where a lot of these placements of these planetary alignments are coming from, it's kicking off the feeling of art for me. And that takes me back to my childhood. And now I'm sitting here thinking, what if at the same time that I do everything else, I could be a great artist? What if I could do that? What if people would actually want to buy my work, right? But if I don't put that desire out there, those people that meet that vibration, that meet that vibration that says, hey, I want to buy your work, they're not going to show up. So, what is it that you are wanting? What is it that you are needing to let go of? What is it that you're needing to move on from? Where is your deepest desire rooted? I mean, these are great journaling questions. Have you truly met the highest aspect of yourself? And if the answer is no, sit down and say, well, what would that possibly look like? Right? How can I unhook from places, people, and things that deplete me so that I could fill my own cup? I could figure out what it is that would fill my cup. I could figure out what it is that I would desire, right? How about feeling valued? You're not going to feel valued by people outside of yourself until you feel valued by you. If you don't feel valued by you, you're just going to keep attracting people who are going to give you the feeling of not being valued. I know because I was married to three of them. I didn't value myself. Everybody else was more important than me. And so, because I didn't value myself, I didn't meet people who valued me, and I got in relationships. I ended up married to them. And I learned through those relationships that I needed to stand in my power. I needed to value myself. And then I also made the decision to stop dating because of that, right? And then I made the decision that while I was not dating, I was going to learn how to value myself, which means that I had to support myself. I had to take care of myself. I had to pay all my bills myself. Now, you might say that I successfully served that scenario the last several years, the last, what, 7, 8 years, where I didn't have anybody to support me and I was on my own, co-sharing a house. And now, because I put everything into that in my own right, in my own way, it's given me an opportunity to be here in a different type of scenario where a man actually shows up to support me. So the universe said, bravo, you got it right. So we're going to send you some help. We're going to send you some support, right? This is how it works. This is the way it works. The universe is waiting for us to tell it what we want. But when we're so focused on the negative stuff taking place, on the people that are mean to us, and we're ruminating in that, and we're not letting it go, and then we're trying to resolve it by doing things outside of ourself. It's never going to be resolved because the only way to resolve it is to go deeper with love. And when we go deeper with love and we love everybody and we love everything in our life because we see their struggle, we see what they're offering us, they're a soul we contracted to experience so that we could grow. We have to look at that and say, what is presenting here? What is this opportunity offering me that I'm not getting anywhere else, so that I need to get in this moment here? And I'm going to tell you that these energies are going to continue to heighten this experience for all of us. It's not going to slow down. We're not slowing down. We're going through all the way to a little past the middle of 2026. We have another year of these energies to go. This is it. This is like make it or break it, right? And these energies are not going to have mercy. They want us to shift. It's super, super important for us to shift. So if we're looking for other people to make us feel better about who we are or what's taking place in our life, then we're not in the work. We're not in the work because we're having an expectation for others outside of ourselves to resolve whatever is taking place. If there's a circumstance that is beyond our control in our life that is coming up, and another in our life is affected by it, and we are not directly affected by it, offer love and compassion. That is what you're here for. It is an experience that that individual is needing to have. Let go of judgment and offer love and compassion. We are each here for an individual experience, right? As if we're in our own little bubble. I've talked about this before. Coming here to evolve our soul. It's like the game of Survivor. We're playing as a collective, using each other to enhance our ascension credentials, right? We're using the collective to better ourselves, just like in the game of Survivor, right? The TV show Survivor. They're going to use each other because they know if they play the game smart and they form alliances and they support one another, that eventually they could get to the end and be one of the last ones stand and win the game. Same thing here. At the end of Survivor, there's only one winner. It's not the collective. The collective is not winning. It's only one winner. It's the same thing here. Okay. And the only reason I'm using Survivor is because it's what's always made sense, right? I mean, from years and years and years ago when I did watch it, that and like Big Brother and all of those shows, it's about the one managing their connection with the collective until they've ascended themselves high enough that they don't need to worry about the collective anymore because their experience is being created through their own thoughts, their own awareness, their own ideas, right? We're in the same thing. We're a soul on a mission to up-level ourselves, up-level our soul experience. We're going to interact with the connect collective, use the collective. And yes, the collective is the family dynamic. It's an extension outside of yourself. So it's included in the collective experience. And we're going to use that collective to continue to up-level our soul. So when I say what the collective is doing, it might not just be the collective that's out there in the outer reality. It could be also the collective that's around you, which is your family dynamic. We're here to ascend our soul. That is the bottom line. Source wanted to know what it would be like to be Maria. And I'm giving Source that opportunity to know me through my actions and interactions with others. It is the same for each one of you, right? We are all on the same trajectory. And if we're encountering situations in our life that are toxic, we have a choice. We can either let that situation fester within us, and then it lowers the step on the ladder that we're standing on, right? We go down a step or two or three, or we can use it to up-level ourselves, to bring ourselves into a greater sense of awareness. But if we're playing out the idea of an eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth, somebody pissed me off, so screw you, screw them. I'm not doing it. I'm gonna, make a video on YouTube or make a video on Instagram, or I'm gonna write a blog post and hopefully you'll read it, or I'm gonna just, be mean back to them, or do something mean, or whatever, right? That's not going to work. That's going to actually work against us. It's going to go against us. So we have to be really, really careful with everything that we're doing so that we're not creating deficits in our life and allow ourselves to have these very emotional moments as the plasma is pulling to the surface all of the toxicity. Okay. And again, I'm just going to say, if you think I'm above it or beyond it, I'm not. It affects me too. I'm just going through it in different ways. Okay. I don't have the family dynamic to deal with. I don't have a significant other to deal with. Because I'm here with Joe, Joe would have to do something to trigger me, right? Lasagna would have to do something. Bella would have to do something. The chickens and the peacocks and the quail would have to do something. A neighbor would have to do something. I don't have anything in my immediate reality. I don't have kids. I don't have a family dynamic. I don't have a partner, right? I don't have anybody to do this. So something else has to do it. That's why I'm saying, if something is occurring in your life, look at it. Okay? If you are taking in what I'm saying and you're feeling less than happy about the idea of being a solo soul using the collective, that's okay. Sit with it. Sit with that feeling. Sit with that way of thinking. It's okay. It's okay for you to feel crappy. It's okay for you to feel out of sorts. It's okay for you to feel confused about how life is working. It's okay for you to feel less than. The idea that we have to feel happy all the time is not our truth. We can't grow from just being happy all the time. We can't. I know plenty of people that when something comes up in their life, they run away. They go on vacation. They take a trip. They take a road trip. They do something to get away from it, right? But when they come back, it's still there. It's just m maybe not as intensified as when it first happened. So it takes them longer to work through because their tendency is to run away from it. Okay? We don't want to do that. If you're feeling uncomfortable, if something that I'm saying here triggers you, sit with it. Let yourself sit with it. If somebody is being mean to you, wh whoever it is, a sibling, a spouse, or whatever, and you hear me saying, find your deepest love for that person, and that triggers you, sit with it. It's okay. Because there is a possibility that somewhere in the programming of being you, that dynamic has been trained into you for years and years and years and years. And just like with me, realizing that if I want to be creative, creative doesn't equal productivity, and I can't have pleasure until I've done something to be productive, right? Because you can't just have a off day and have a pleasureful day. That's something I have to work through. That's something I have to think about. Could I go into the place of being mad? I'm mad because the last, I don't even know how old I am, but 60 some odd years, maybe 62 or 63, I don't know. It's a birthday month, so I will figure that out. But for all of these years, I haven't expressed myself in that way. I haven't expressed myself in that state. Like all of these years, really? And thinking like, how did I miss that so many years ago? Like, how come I didn't see that was missing from me 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when I had cancer, when I first started my ascension, when I first started getting into the work? How come I didn't see it then? Well, because I wasn't meant to. Because there is a succession of events that are happen at times when they're supposed to happen. And they won't happen before you are ready for them. I had art supplies back when I was still with Pete. Okay, when I got married to Pete, I started buying art supplies. That was in 2006. They sat. I didn't do anything with them. I was a collector of art supplies. That's all I was a collector of art supplies. I didn't do anything with them. I couldn't find the opportunity for self-expression or creativity because I felt like every time I did that, I wasn't working and it wasn't being productive. And I didn't even realize any of this until I got hit in the head with a brick a couple of days ago and was like, oh my God, I've been holding on to this all this time. I've been holding on to this all this time. And now I have my art supplies on the table here, and I'm sitting with them. I'm eating around them. Obviously, when Joe comes home over the weekend, I will put them in their rightful place. But in the meantime, I'm okay with sitting with my art supplies on the table. Now, in my past, I would have never been okay with that. I would have never been okay with having art supplies on my kitchen table or dining table or any of that, because I would have thought there had to be a proper place for that, because I can't have art supplies just sitting around, right? But now I'm enjoying them being around because it's reminding me, hey, when you're done with this video, you still have time. We'll take lasagna for his daily ride, but you have a half an hour to do something, to do some kind of art before you go for your nail appointment. So let's get her done, right? That little bit, letting the art supply sit on the table, is very healing in a big way. Although it doesn't seem like it would be, but it is healing in a very big way, because now I'm actually letting myself have an awareness to the idea that I desire to do art. I desire creativity. I desire self-expression. Okay. So what is it that you desire? I journaled when I was trying to figure out where I was moving to, right? And I didn't journal places. I just journaled gratitude. Thank you for 5 acres. Thank you for the chickens that lay my eggs, that I have breakfast in the morning and I can make whatever I make, whatever goodies I make from it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Banana bread, whatever. And I wrote all these things. Thank you for letting me live in. I thank you for the beautiful community I live in, where I don't see my neighbors and I'm in rural backlands. About that's exactly where I landed. But I journaled that probably about 3 months because I wasn't sure where I was supposed to live. I couldn't see in my head. I couldn't align with a state, right? I wasn't sure. Do I leave New York? Do I go somewhere else? I actually didn't want to come to Florida. You guys know that. But here I am, right? Because the universe wanted me to be here. And I've done so much work on myself that it's, I guess, time for men to start showing up for me. Because I'm showing up for myself. Now, I can tell you, I joke about Florida men being a different breed of man, but since I'm down here, I encounter every single day, I encounter men opening and holding the door for me every day, all day long. I go to the post office. Men are all too happy to wait for me to come from my car through the door, and they will stand there and hold the door waiting for me to come through the door. It's such a huge difference, but I know it's because I've shifted. I've shifted my worth. I've shifted my self-love. And so I've come to have this awareness and an expectation that I am worth someone holding the door for me, right? But that's only happened through the letting go process of realizing what I am not. I don't want to be angry at the world. I don't want to be angry at the people that I deem cannot do any better. I don't want to be angry with my brother because he wants to have a life that's separate from me. That's his choice. That's his life. We're not tied to the hip in any way. And I'm not mad at him for choosing that, I resolved a lot of peace with my mom choosing the same thing, wanting to have her life with my brother as opposed to wanting to live with me. And it's been extremely healing and extremely cathartic for me to do that. Now, if we're not doing that healing, we're missing the boat here, because these are the biggest energies and the greatest opportunity we're going to have to do this kind of healing. If we're still holding on to how things could be, should be, would be, or how we suspected they should be, or our expectation of them, we're doing ourselves a disservice. So I really want you guys to look at this. I want you to journal about this, right? What are you still holding on to? What do you desire from your life? If you're letting go of a service, and I know some of you are letting go of services with regard to your work that you offer. If you're letting go, what are you desiring to bring in? Or maybe you're somebody that's not letting go of anything right now because you are uncertain about, what you should be working on. How about journaling desire? Do you know what your desire is? Because for the longest time, I didn't know what my desire was. I had no idea. Okay. It's really important. These energies are just going to continue to intensify and be explosive and bring change in many, many, many ways. Okay. In the physical, to the land around us, and also on an emotional level. And so, many are departing the earth at this time as their job here is done, regardless of whether or not they ascended, because not everybody is here to ascend. Some just signed up so that they could play the game for us, with us, to help serve us. So I want you to really focus on that, okay? It's really important. I can't express how important it is because, man, it is so liberating when we really start to live our true expression and see everyone as love, see everyone as peace and as joy. Funny story, I'm thinking about it because I'm sitting here recording this and I'm looking out the big window, the bay window in the front, and the guy across the street just pulled out. And, when I first got here a couple times, I was sitting outside and he came to the ice machine under the pole barn to get ice and never even acknowledged me. Like I'm sitting right there. I'm 2 feet away from you and you pull up and you're not even saying hello or acknowledging me or whatever. And that really irritated me because I thought, like, you're coming onto the property here. And at least have some courtesy to say hello or acknowledge or whatever. I don't want to have a conversation with you, but just acknowledge because you are coming onto the property here. And over the months that I've been here, since the end of February, in the beginning, he was coming every day to get ice. And I found myself really being annoyed. And then one day I sat down, I said, what am I annoyed with? Am I annoyed that he's not engaging with me? Why do I even care? Like, why do I care? Is it a sign of disrespect, or is he doing me a favor in not speaking with me? And then one night, Joe and I were talking, and I had made mention to, what an interesting person the guy across the street is and how he comes for ice and he never says hello. And Joe said to me, he's like, yeah, he said, he thinks you're my tenant, like you're renting a room at the house. He said, I've tried to explain to him that that's not what's taking place, but I don't tell him any more than what I have to because I don't want him to know what I'm doing with my career change or whatever. It's none of his business. He goes, so, unfortunately, that's his level of awareness or level understanding. He said, I think he dropped out of high school and, he's street smart kind of guy. He's a nice guy, but he's overly emotional, very sensitive. And he was like, you're better off if you don't say anything to him. He said, because sometimes he does come here and he's had a couple of beers or something like that, and he'll talk your ear off or whatever. And that made me realize that was probably the reason that I didn't feel the need to engage him, even if he wasn't saying hello. I just didn't need to engage him. You know, and if we listen to our intuition, we will have an understanding for what is for us and what is not for us. Now, I wouldn't want to make friends with him. I like my peace and quiet. I wouldn't want him seeing me sitting out there and deciding he's going to come over and hang out with me and bring a beer and sit and talk. And I wouldn't want that. So in hindsight, looking back at it, I can only offer him love and appreciation, looking at it and say it was my shortcoming that needed us to have a conversation, that needed him to acknowledge me. That's ego, right? And it was already in its perfection because he was doing exactly what I needed by ignoring me, because I don't want anything more from that connection. You know, we have to look at everything, right? And now I hold the highest love for him, and I don't, you know, think any other kind of thoughts. I have like no resentment, or I don't feel demeaned or anything like that by the fact that he doesn't say hello or anything, and he almost never comes by. He used to come all the time. Now he almost never comes by, right? So I've let go. So I don't need to attract him to me for that experience anymore, because I've healed the lack I held within myself, thinking I must not be enough that he's not saying hello. Okay. So you could see the universe is going to give you exactly what you need in every moment, so that you can shift. It's never, ever, ever going to be about the other person shifting. It's always going to be about us shifting. We need to shift. They do not need to shift. They are already in their perfection, sent by the universe to offer us something, a new perspective, whatever, clarity, whatever. Okay. So hopefully this video, this recording, sorry, not a video, but this recording offers you some insight to help you navigate these energies, because it's all about letting go so that we can do the work. Let go, do the work, ascend, and then the next trial will come up and ask you, can you let go so that you can ascend again and step another rung up on the ladder? Because if you can't, you're not going to stay where you are. You're going to step down one. And then you're going to be plagued by intense problems in every other area of your life until you let go. And then when you let go and you find your deepest love for yourself first, and then others, you're winning the game of survivor. Because your job as a soul is to liberate your soul and grow your soul, regardless of what anybody else is doing, because they're just team players here on whatever team, Team Maria, giving me, giving you an opportunity to stretch and grow your soul. It's why we're here. Okay. So if you want to drop me a comment after this, you want to send me an email or whatever, I would love to hear from you. Hopefully, this is hitting in some way, shape, or form, and this will land with you in a way that's needed to support and assist you in your process of ascension. Know that I love you so, so very much. Stay aware, stay conscious, work through your feelings. If you're feeling sad, if you're feeling empty, if it feels uncomfortable, that's awesome. Because usually when we feel uncomfortable, we're about to have a major shift. We can't shift without a feeling of discomfort. We just can't, because it means we're shedding another layer of the ego, because the ego is always there. It's always in our ear. It's always talking up a storm. It's always keeping us company. But when we feel that void, it means we're ready for another shift. Okay. So, all right. As I said, I'd love to hear from you. So if this touches on something for you, please let me know. All right. And I will see you in our live class on June 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.